on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Looking forward to the Victorian Form Preview today because we've got a big meeting at the Valley tonight and we've got lovely, picturesque Mornington throughout the afternoon. Harry White finding us the winners at Mornington and the voice himself will be finding us the winners tonight at Moonee Valley. And, of course, I speak of Mark Guesty. Time to have a chat to Harry White, though, who, by the way, if you want Harry's selections on Moonee Valley, you can pick up your best bets. And Harry has done all the form for the Valley as well. So it's been a busy few days for you, H. How are you?
It certainly has, Michael, but I'm very good.
What's this Mornington meeting look like? It can be a tricky track to find some winners at times, Mornington.
Yeah, it certainly can be, but I quite like the look of this card. Confident that we go into the Valley meeting tonight with money in our pockets.
That's what we want to hear. Let's get stuck into the first race. And this is over the 2460. Breaking Loose is the favourite at 260, just ahead of Irish Pardon. Prince Elvis is at $4. So a small race with four horses in the market.
I think Breaking Loose looks very well placed in a field of this calibre, appears to be wanting a trip like this. He was worse than midfield last start, did take a while to wind up, but was making solid ground just when the race was all over. I have him mapped closer this time around. As I said, perfect placement to come away with a win. To beat Prince Elvis, can mix form, but he's done enough of late, up to 2,400 metre suits. Irish Pardon could be fourth up and ready to fire over this trip. He was sound from the back, two runs ago, but has since been disappointing. And then I've got Praise the Power as best of the rest. 1-5-3-4.
1-5-3-4 in the first. Race number two is for the bay, the three-year-olds, and a lot of these haven't had a start. The favourite, though, and a well-backed favourite, is at $2.15, Lena's Magic from the Graham Begg stable first up. Beau Rock is at $4. Bellicosity, a first starter, is also at $4. And then you're out to Ascend, a first starter from the Ellerton Zara stable at $6. What have you been able to see from the jump outs here, Harry?
The first starters, probably nothing catching my eye enough to put it on top. I've got the Mara and Eustace runner in for second, but I think Lena's Magic clearly looks the standout here, resuming off solid jump outs with prior form jumping off the page. Beat home Estella Rocker on debut before finishing a length off Dirty Thoughts, then finished just over a length off the Big Easy, who ran well in a benchmark 70 last week. I think form like that for a race like this, she wins. Best bet of the day, Bellicosity responded well to riding to win a recent jump out in nice fashion. Beau Rock was only sound on debut back in August, but has been given time. Going off a jump out, which was a month back, looks to have improved. The most recent jump out was only sound, though. And then Quindy Pensy has jumped out okay, but I'm quite keen on the 7 ahead of 3, 2 and 6.
7, the best bet of the day, Lena's Magic at $2.15 in race number 2 at Mornington. Race 3, we can take out 3. Tester Princess is the favourite at $3.10 from the Amy Ashiagi stable. Orphan's Trust, a first starter's at $4.20. High Fashion, $5. Mrs. Witten is also at $5, as is Mexican Star. In fact, Vivalicious is a $9 first starter. The only one that isn't in the market is Shimmering Ben. Which way are you leaning?
With High Fashion, been jumping out very nicely prior to resumption here. She looks as though she can win first up despite it being over a trip short of her best. Prior runs are a lot better than how they read on paper. She can race forward, goes on top to beat Mexican Star, ran a distant third to Zesty, Bell and Eminatu two back, which obviously reads well, then was wide throughout last start. Looks well placed. Orphan's Trust, a local hope, shown ability at the jump outs. And Test of Princess was sound on debut, up and trip with blinkers on, can spark improvement. The market likes the horse. 1-4-5-7.
1-4-5-7 in race 3. Race number 4, one scratching. Take out the 11. Kalij is the favourite here. Carla, is that how we say this? Kalij is at 3.50. Queen Adele is at $4.20. Sense of Doubt, $4.80. And Lady Luster's at $6. So again, it's a pretty open market here, Harry.
It certainly is. I'm with Queen Adele. I thought ran well considering she bombed the start on debut, and it's turned out to be a handy form reference race now with the winner Laquero subsequently winning again at Flemington. A few gear changes here. Nose roll and tongue control bit on. A better getaway can see her be competitive. Lady Luster completely went amiss last start. Forgive and forget. She's won a recent jump out and I think can bounce back. Better Bite ran on well into third in a stronger maiden. Just worried about how far back she gets. And then I've got Sense of Doubt in his next best. 10-9-1-4.
10-9-1-4. Race number five is the first leg of the quarter. 58 over 1,500. Take out two and three. Diamond Moments is the favourite at 260. Leanne, 380. Elvaric at $6. And then we're out to Galactic Express at $8. Who do we have as your tip in the first leg of the quarter?
I really liked how Diamond Moments won first up. It was over a trip short of her best, so she'll only improve off that. Relish the extra trip here. A kilo and a half off with Laura Lafferty riding. Maps for a gun run behind the leaders. Quite keen on this horse too. To beat Leanne, he's back in grade and will be running on. Her best is certainly good enough, but you'd have to take that horse on trust. Genevieve has to go forward and dictate. Maybe she can pinch it. Alvaric next best. I'm not keen enough on my second, third, and fourth selection to put them in the quarter. I'm going one out with the seven ahead of five, four, and six.
Gee, one out, first leg of the quarter. Diamond Moments, $2.60. Race number six, we can take out. No, all are running. And Venacious is the favourite at $3.30. Sanctuaire's at $3.40. Mr. Canford Man's at $5. So if you backed Venacious last start at $1.60 when it got rolled, it might be tough to jump in today. Are you going to back up with the favourite?
Yeah, I am. Look, did get rolled as $1.60, as you said, but I thought she boxed on solidly enough after racing on pace. Michael Walker said she wants more ground, so she gets that here. He sticks on. Matt Laurie strikes at about 36% at the track. She maps well. I think she can bounce back and get the win here. To beat Sanctuaire, raced wide without cover last start. Stuck on really well considering it was a benchmark 70 race. Downside of dropping right back in grade is an extra 9 kilos on her back from last start. Mr. Canford Man won in between 2 second placings, goes in the mix, and Fintona Queen won a maiden well last start and could try to pinch the race from the front, so goes in the quarter as well. 3-5-2-6.
3-5-2-6. Race six, race number seven, the 58 over 1,000. All are running. Black Opal's the favourite. Good push from John Maloney earlier at $2.80. Are you listening? 5.50. Quentin, 5.50. Mr. Monaco's at $6. Who are you with here, Harry?
Yeah, I like Black Opal. Looks suitably placed with a 3 kilo claimer engaged. After a handful of good runs in stronger grades, some with excuses, inside draw means he boots up to be prominent. I think he gets his chance. Mr. Monaro can be forgiven for last start. Was a wide run, was solid at the Valley 2 back in the same race as Black Opal and finished just in front of him. Weight swing is against him between the pair this time around, however. Quentin, I was keen on first up. Thought she was solid enough after a tough wide run. Tongue tie on again, a better transit. Can see her in the finish. And Waterford Stown, stuck on well at track and trip for a minor placing 2 back. Could follow suit here. 2-4-5-6.
2-4-5-6 in race number 7. And the last of 8 today at Mornington is a benchmark 58 over 1,200. We can take out 1, 4, and 5. Our Free Spirit's a favourite at 270. Channing, 480. Jacoby Queen, $5, and Zihorda at $6. Do we need many in this last leg, Harry?
Yeah, I've got all my top four in. I'm hoping that we finish the day with some value. Star Selection won nicely here, 2 back. Noting that second and third place getter have won since. He was good at Geelong last start, 2 in a handy race. Laura Lafferty negates his top weight with her claim. Just might need a little bit of luck from a tricky gate. To beat Our Free Spirit was narrowly edged out first up when favourite strips fitter. Jacoby Queen is back in her right race at this point in her career after a couple of average efforts in much stronger grade, though. And Channing goes in, will be running on late, could come over the top of them depending how the track is playing. 2-6-11-3.
2-6-11-3. All right, Harry, where do we go for our best play of the day and the quaddie numbers?
Best bet, race 2, number 7, Lena's Magic. Quite keen on that runner. Value, race 8, number 2, Star Selection. Quaddie in the first leg will stand out number 7. Second leg, 2-3-5-6. Third leg, 2-4-5. Last leg, 2-3-6-11. Play of the day, I'll have a running double. Race 4, numbers 9 and 10 into race 5, number 7.
I like it, Harry. Seems you've done the form for the Valley tonight. What's your best?
Zesty Bell. I think that horse can make it 3 on the trot in race 7.
All right. Good on you, H. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Michael. You too.
Harry White with all of his selections for Mornington today. We'll take a quick break. Mark Guest looks at the Valley tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to have a look at tonight's Moonee Valley meeting with Mark Guest, who was slaying them up on the Gold Coast here last week. How are you, Guesty?
I'm going well, thanks, Mick.
Very good indeed. What do you make of this meeting? A lot's been spoken about the Group 2 feature, but what about the surrounding card?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of shorties that should get the money, and there's a little bit of value later on in the program. But looking forward to it. Of course, the feature, only small field, but a couple of class runners in that race.
All right, we kick off with a 2,500-metre race, the Benchmark 70 Coin Collector. The 330 favourite, Playoffs at 370, Starcasters at $4.60. So do we have a confident start tonight, Guesty? Where are we going?
Oh, I'm pretty keen on Violet, number 7. I know it's going to be back, and back in distance as well, back to 2,500 from 3,000. But its effort two starts back in a similar type of race, same distance, was very good behind Bassaro. So it ran up for that performance. I think it can win. And then it wasn't disgraceful on Steamroller over that little bit further. But the drop back in distance will suit it. But, you know, it's not a clear top pick, but it's my main selection. Four for second, which is Coin Collector. It's going to be at the other end. It'll be leading, I'd say. It was, I think she shouldn't go right at Caulfield. It sat right up on the speed, the 59. That was behind Classic Wayway. And then dropped out. But previously was a very good effort at Bendigo. And we know on his best, he can run really well. So I'm sure he's going to take some beating from up near the front. 7 to beat 4. Number 2, Starcaster's got a chance on that run at Caulfield. Whether it runs a strong 2,500 is the little bit of concern. Tungtai going off first time. And number 1, Playoffs, has got a chance on its Flemington effort yet to run over this distance. But the two that will get the distance, or definitely the 7 will, and 4-7 from 4, then 2-1.
7 from 4 and 2-1. Race number 2 is over the 1,000 metres, and this is for the 2-year-olds. Interesting race here because there's some exposed form. Telluride gets a run, the emergency, but the remainder of them are all pretty much first starters. What have you deciphered from the jump outs and trials here, Guesty?
I think Lloyd Kennywell's found another one here with Aqua Peach. This galloper trialled at Sandown and jumped out. It was pretty quick and was extended and was pushed along, but yeah, looked good and very good indeed. So I think going forward from wide, I think it'll lead and prove hard to beat. I know the rail's in the true position, normally gives chances from back, but I can see Aqua Peach is going to be in this for a very long way. So 2 on top. Number 1, Apollo Josh, has got a bit of time for the way it's coming along. It's jumped out of Flemington, wasn't pushed out at all, and they've thrown the blinkers on. Its first jump out wasn't even super. Then they threw the blinkers on, and it went much better. So I'm expecting a very good run from Apollo Josh, and it shouldn't be that far off the pace. 2 to beat 1. Number 13, Telluride, had to like its effort at Flemington. Again, stays at the same distance. Was over near the inside, where you could argue was it better than where the winner came from as Sailor. So it's got a chance. Of course, it'll be back. And number 6, which is Hierarchy Golf. I didn't mind its jump out. Its trial, rather, at Werribee. Thought it looked pretty good. Blinkers go on first time. 2-1, 13-6.
2-1, 13-6, the two-year-olds tonight at the Valley. Race number 3 is over the Flying 955. Take out number 5, Elderflower, a good win last start. Gee, it's in short now into $1.65. Almadrava is at 370 and Sasuri is at 950. Elderflower, would you be happy to play at $1.65, Guesty?
Yeah, it's flying. And I think just the way the map is, when Proud Mia come out, well, there was the speed, and Elderflower now, I can just see it leading from Swizzle Sticks, Heavenly Bridges. It'll be just too good, I would suspect, after that performance we saw at the Caulfield, even though the rail was out 12 metres. It went fast early and it just kept going. So she's in great form at the moment. This is the right race for it. Benchmark 70 over a short trip. One from number 3, Almadrava. Won well at Moonee Valley. Probably going to be back a little bit, so it's going to give Elderflower a start, but nice performance when it did score at the Valley. Third, go with number 2, Sasuri, who ran well at Moonee Valley behind Shamayam. They didn't go that hard and really had every chance from where it was positioned. But still, it's racing in pretty good form, she is. Further out to 7. 1, the good thing from 3-2.
one Elderflower, a good thing from three and two. The feature is the Group 2 Weight for Age Australia Stakes. Only a small field. And there's been some famous winners of the Australia Stakes. What's your favourite memory, Guesty? Black Caviar winning a couple, or would it be the night that you took Nicky Whelan to the Australia Stakes? Was that correct?
Forgot about that. I didn't take it to the Australia Stakes.
You forgot about it.
With about 20, how many thousand others. But, yeah, it was. I don't think we don't get those crowds like we used to in the early days of the of night racing. But, yeah, it's always been a great race. How do you go past Black Caviar, though? She was brought crowds back to the races and just kept winning. So, but, look, it's still we've just got to work on what we're doing tonight. Number three, Viridine, looks the looks the best chance. I think the 1,200 metres suits. Last race at Eagle Farm and ran really well in the Felbalong. So I think he's going to get a really good position. Settling third off Tavasan, Streets of Avalon, and Viridine just hits off them and be too good. It's had two starts at the Valley, but they've both been at 1,000 metres. I'm just thinking the 1,200 much better. And they were both good runs, by the way, over that 1,000. And the horse that won both races is Nature Strip. So Viridine for mine, clear best. From number two, Widgie Turf. Gee, I liked its recent jump out, I mean trial, at Werribee. Looked pretty good. And Ken Paul had a run fresh, so it'll be running on very strongly, number two, and does go well at Mooney Valley. One Streets of Avalon, it trialled, it jumped out pretty well at Sandown. And number five, Tavasan, next pick. Clearly Viridine on top, though.
Clearly Viridine on top, $1.90, and it is easing, so we may get better odds later tonight. Do you still keep in contact with Nicky Whelan?
No, I don't, no. But does anyone? There's a few that... I think she's got a few friends that she, when she comes back to Australia, she catches up with, but she's not going to catch up with just a no-name like me, Michael. Let's be honest.
Well, they were great memories. Anyway.
Yeah, were.
First leg of the quaddie is race number five, take out 4 and 10. Continuance is a really interesting runner over from WA. First start in Victoria with Lindsay Smith, and it's shown really good form over there. It's the favourite at $3. Backpedal, $3.30. Moi Choix is at $6. Have you been able to try and work out how the Continuance form lines up against the locals?
Yeah, I don't mind Continuance. The way I didn't mind its Colac jump out. I know what you're saying. It's hard to sort of sometimes line them up when they come across from Perth. And Lindsay Smith knows what he's doing. It's good, fresh, goes well over this distance. I've put it in for second. It'll be right at, just sitting off the lead. Our Luca I've got leading. I've thrown seven on top back pedal. I just like the way it performed at Cranbourne when it was resuming after a long break. So there's plenty of improvement out of that run. See, you know, this is the galloper that ran the Scarborough behind Loving Gabby and wasn't beaten that far over the over 1,200 metres. But 1,000 metres suits, and it's had that good run first up. So 7 from 11. I think they're the main two, 7 and 11. Then Continuance, you have to believe what you see, and that Colac jump out looked pretty good on the 12th of January. So they're the two main picks, 7 from 11. Throwing 6 for 30. Nick Bambino didn't have a lot of luck at Pakenham. It was held up for most of the way down the straight. So it just might run a race with a bit of odds. And number one, our Luca, coming back in distance is a plus. 7 from 11, race 5.
7 from 11 in race number 5. Race number 6, this is an open leg of the quaddie. The Mockingbird at $5.50, Resurge is at $6, and Pinner's at $6 as well. How many do we need in this leg of the quaddie?
Well, I could have gone put 7 horses in, but I ended up narrowing it down a little bit. I'm going to take the 7 horses. I'll narrow down one of the other legs, the next leg. But number 12, I thought Tina was value at the $7.50. I think she'll run a pretty good race. The fact that she was pretty good at Sandown, beaten 3 lengths over 2,100 metres. She got up on the near the inside. She missed the start a little bit, so and she did draw out wide. So there were excuses for the margin. She ran well three starts to go at Mooney Valley and ridden too close. I think she better have just ridden back a little bit. And I think with this the amount of numbers in this field, she'll settle probably midfield at best. And then from that position, she'll be hard to beat. So I've got 12 on top, but you've got to throw many others in. Number 9, Dance State, didn't have a lot of luck at the Valley over this distance at last run. Throw in number 8, Zippet Sweet. He got a lot of time for this mare. Looks big and strong. It was a tough effort at stall over 2,000 metres, albeit easier, but it's got a lot of promise, number 8. And 7, former New Zealander exhibit suite. And number seven, next pick, Aurora Symphony. It's got to improve off that performance at that one. Well, it's had two runs back after a long break, so getting to peak fitness, so I wouldn't be leaving it out. 1, 3, and 10, I've got hopes also. 12, Prina, the value in race six.
All right, tricky race. Guesty likes the 12 Pina at around about $6. Race number 7, over 1,200 metres. Take out the 10, Zesty Bell, in ripping forms at 3.10. The favourite, Yulong Command, 4.80. Amalfi Spritz, 6.50. Lewisilli is at 7.50. And then we can go all the way down to the Big Easy, which Dave Eustace gave a good push for this morning as well. Who are you with here, Guesty?
Yeah, again, I could have put 8 horses in the quaddie, but I've just narrowed it down to 4, 6, 5, 9, and 3. Number 6, Zesty Bell. You know, that was a very good effort. That the last two runs have been really good since resuming at Mornington, when it defeated Aminatu, who's come out and franked that form, and then defeated Malicorn at Flemington down the straight. So she's flying. She'll go forward, sit outside Yulong Command, I'd say. Yulong Command went too hard at Caulfield and battled on really strongly. So that was a fine performance. No reason why it run well, and it did win at the Valley 2 starts ago when up on the speed. So 6 and 5 should run super. Number 9 is an improver. Lucelli was over near the inside when it resumed at Flemington behind Zesty Bell. So improvement to come from the Hawks team. And number 3, Amalfi Spritz, who's had one start. It was back at Geelong in July, but looked good in its recent jump out. At Burrumbeek, we'd ridden differently. It was ridden back in the jump out and looked okay. They're the main 4. 6, 5, 9, and 3.
6, 5, 9, and 3. And the last leg of the quaddy, the last of 8 tonight at the Valley, jumps at 10 o'clock. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,200. We can take out 3, 4, 5, and 7. Puckapunyal first up, another favourite for Lindsay Smith tonight. Over from the West, never missed a place in 8 starts. 2 wins, 6 placings. Foxy Ladies at 3.20. Puckapunyal's 2.90. Creative Lads at 6.50. Vichy is at $7. So are we trimming the last leg here, Guesty?
I'm 1, 10, 2, 11, 9. So I know I've taken a few numbers. I just think there's value with number 1, Comfy. If they're not running on, it's going to make the hits jump harder. The will be back in the second half of the field. Only a small field, though. But I think Comfy can win. It wasn't beaten far recently at Caulfield when didn't have a great deal of luck in the straight. So I'm happy to have something on it at the $10. Number 10 in for second, Puckapunyal. Like that recent jump out at Colic was handy. Pushed along, but looked fairly good. And 2, a Creative Lad, strong winner at Sale, has been to Moonee Valley, where it didn't have a great deal of luck at all. And number 11, which is Lady Brook, will show some speed. Might take a bit of catching after that Caulfield effort. It was quite a nice run at Caulfield. 9 and 8 are other numbers you could factor in, Foxy Lady being one of them. So they're quite 7 and 11 first leg. Second leg, 12, 9, 8, 7, 1, 3, 10. 6, 5, 9, and 3 in race 7. And 1, 10, 2, 11, and 9 in the last. And the best, races 3, number 1, Elderflower, and race 4, number 3, Vera Dean, with the value runners Pina and also Comfy in the last. And I follow Nicky Whelan on Instagram. Michael, does that count as a friend or just a stalker?
I think you've got great history in that stalking area, so we'll go with that. But...
Oh, please.
Enjoy your weekend, Guesty. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, mate. You too.